Im Wald, eine Kulturgeschichte.
In the Forest, a Cultural History. The podcast for the exhibition of the same name as accompaniment in the exhibition or for when you're out and about.
Das große Verdienst der Arbeiten von Anita Guidi.
The great merit of Anita Guidi's work has been that she has always used her collections to draw attention to these situations and to raise awareness.
Wir erzählen, wie eine Schweizer Künstlerin
We will tell how a Swiss artist set out to draw the forest and its people deep down in the Amazon, what indigenous artists are working for in the Gran Chaco, and in what sense the forest and art have to do with one another.
Mein Name ist Christoph Keller. Rio de Janeiro
in 1945.
Eine Künstlerin aus der Schweiz in den mittleren
Jahren. An artist from Switzerland in her middle years is getting ready for an adventure. Anita Guidi left her art school in Zurich years ago, left everything that had to do with Switzerland behind, and went to settle in Rio, where she was successful with her art, her paintings. But now, the adventure.
Also sie ist 1945 an den oberen
Rio Negro. So, she traveled to the upper Rio Negro in 1945.
Alexander Brust,
curator at the Museum der Kulturen Basel.
Ihr Hauptanliegen,
her main concern, she reports, was actually to correct the image of the indigenous people, which was very negative in Brazil. Of course, that was the intention. The indigenous people who lived on this land, which was defined as deserted, but was actually everything but that, they had resisted invasion and progressive colonization, and so the people were described as savages. Primitives, as bloodthirsty, in order to justify and emphasize the white mandate, that is, the bringing of civilization.
Eine Reise an den Rio Negro,
1945. In 1945, a journey to the Rio Negro required sound preparations and good knowledge. Fortunately, Anita Guidi found a companion, someone who knows his way around, Armin Kaspar, a Swiss with many local contacts.
Armin Kaspar war ein Freund, ist etwa zur selben Zeit, wahrscheinlich etwas früher.
Armin Kaspar was a friend. He had emigrated to Brazil around the same time, probably a little earlier, and made a life for himself there. Among other things, he had settled in the newly founded territory at Mapa and worked for the governor there as a construction manager.
Armin Kaspar sichert sich die Unterstützung des Museums Göldi in Belém.
Armin Kaspar secured the support of the Göldi Museum in Belém. He and Anita Guidi set the itinerary from Belém on the coast, 1,500 kilometers up the river, then via Manaus, deep into the Amazon, into an area that was already endangered at the time.
Der Amazonas war immer sehr weit entfernt oder lange Zeit sehr weit entfernt. Man ist
The Amazon had always been very far away for normal Brazilians. At least for a long time, you could travel there. But in Brazil, all the big cities were on the coast. But when they began expanding from the coast, people realized that this huge interior, of which Amazon is a part, was actually a valuable resource, an ideal place to settle the growing population and the successive waves of migration. The land could be cultivated. There was profit to be made, and so the land began to be seen as a resource and was handed over to European immigrants. And yes, so began the march into the Amazon, the incorporation of the interior into the Brazilian nation.
Sie reisen nach Manaus, Anita Guidi und Armin Kaspar.
Anita Guidi and Armin Kaspar traveled to Manaus, made inquiries with the local officer of the Indian Protection Agency, and decided to visit the upper Rio Negro.
Eine Reise von 12 Tagen.
A journey of 12 days. They stay there for 5 months, in dense, twisted, impassable forest.
Alexander Brust,
the curator.
Was mich fasziniert ist,
what really fascinates me is this view and this attempt by a European artist to create a different image of indigenous people and also to show it in Brazil.
Anita Guidi malt und zeichnet die Lebensweise der Menschen im Gebiet.
Anita Guidi paints and draws the way of life of the people in the area, which includes more than 27 different indigenous groups that interact with each other and have one thing in common. They live in and from the forest.
Der Wald gibt ihnen Nahrung, sie pflanzen Maniok, Coca und
The forest provides them with food. They plant cassava, coca and other plants on cleared strips of land that are abandoned again so that the forest can reclaim them, mixed crops that maintain soil fertility, a sustainable way of farming. Anita Guidi documents this, but she also records the damage left behind by the past rubber boom, including many ruins, an artistic but also precise representation of the way of life of the people on the upper Rio Negro. And Anita Guidi's pictures cause a stir.
Und das ist sicher ein Wert auch der ersten Ausstellungen, die sie nach dieser Reise in
That is certainly also a value of the first exhibitions she put on in Brazil after this trip. In the Inter-American Indigenous Week, which is actually about bringing the Indian issue closer to an urban population in Brazil, the great pioneer of Indian protection in this early period, Mr. Rondon, described her work as a masterpiece of Brazilian art and cultural history. A second journey took place in 1948.
Armin Kaspar hat auch die zweite Reise
Armin Kaspar prepared the second trip when Anita approached him again. 3 years later, in 1948, they traveled to another region, to the state of Maranhão, to an area that was not without danger.
Eine relativ riskante Reise,
quite a risky journey, actually with a similar background, namely to show that you can talk, that you can interact with these so-called savages, but actually struggling Indians.
Reden kann mit den Kapor, die in einem
the idea was to talk and interact with the Kapor, who were involved in an armed conflict at the time. Anita Guidi and Armin Kaspar set out on their journey.
Die Kapor sind geflohen vor dieser Herangehen.
The Kapor had fled from the approaching colonization front and then settled in an area along the Kurupi River when new conflicts arose. New settlers arrived and the Kapor, who had previously been pacified, defended themselves against them, also by force of arms. Then the police and the military intervened along with the private armies of the big landowners, leading to several bloody clashes.
Here,
in the midst of this conflict-ridden region, far away in the deep forest, Anita Guidi makes friends with the Kapor, at least with some of them, and this results in a series of impressive, if not unique, pictures.
Man brauchte auch bei den Reisen immer lokale Führer. Man hatte lokale Führer, die
You always need local guides for these trips. They had local guides who, so to speak, provided access to the area. And after a few days, they then met a group of Kapor. That seems to have been a stroke of luck because the chief immediately took them to the village, and a completely different relationship seems to have developed. Names begin to appear in the reports. Individuals are listed by name, and that shows up in the pictures. The pictures include portraits, portraits of individuals who present themselves in festive dress, in other words, dressed in all their feather finery, as they would actually present themselves on special occasions, for example. When meeting up with the governor, they presented themselves in this way and also wanted to be painted in this way.
Sich selber so darstellen lassen und auch so gemalt werden.
Ein paar tausend Kilometer südlich in Paraguay.
A few thousand kilometers south in Paraguay, in the Gran Chaco, another forest.
Der Wald ist subtropischer Trockenwald entlang
The forest is a subtropical dry forest. Along the rivers of the Paraguay and the Pilcomayo, there are savannas with clay soils that are flooded during the rainy season and are home to many water birds. The interior is dominated by dry forest and thorn scrub, interspersed with sandy patches, grass-covered sandy clearings featuring tall trees.
Ursula Regea, also a curator at the Museum der Kulturen Basel.
Der Chaco hat eine sehr große endemische Artenvielfalt. Es finden sich
The Chaco has a very large endemic biodiversity. There are valuable hardwoods such as Quebracho Colorado or Palo Santo. Many cacti, bromeliads, succulents, epiphytes, and orchids that only grow here. The Chaco is also home to many different animal species, such as the jaguar and ocelot, the maned wolf, guanaco, swamp deer, various peccaries, tapir, anteater, silver monkey, armadillo monkey, boa, and anaconda.
Wie der Amazonas ist auch der Gran Chaco.
Like the Amazon, the Gran Chaco is also under massive threat.
Das Ausmaß der Zerstörung ist massiv und erschütternd. Ich bin im Chaco aufgewachsen und fühle mich bis
heute. The scale of destruction is massive and shattering. I grew up in the Chaco and still feel a close connection to the dry forest and the savanna. This connection has grown not least through the projects of my parents Walter and Verena Rego-Gerber, who have been working for indigenous rights, especially land restitution and forest protection in the Chaco since the 1970s. In my work as a social anthropologist and curator, I notice again and again that the Chaco has deeply formed me and shapes my inner landscape. To this day, it is a source of inspiration for my own projects.
Eines dieser Projekte, die intensive Beschäftigung mit einer besonderen Kunstform, die
One of these projects, the intensive study of a special art form that the people of the Gran Chaco have produced. Ursula Regeer is thus following up on her mother's commitment.
Ein Lebensinteresse meiner Mutter ist die Kunst.
One of my mother's life interests is art. Since her arrival in the Chaco, she has been committed to revitalizing traditional indigenous forms of expression.
Und diese künstlerischen Darstellungen haben alle
And these artistic representations all have to do with one theme, the forest.
In den Repräsentationsformen aus dem Chaco ist der
In the forms of presentation from the Chaco, the forest is still central. Animals and trees, as well as the human subsistence activities of hunting and gathering, are among the most popular motifs of representation. They show that the connection with the forest and the beings that inhabit it has remained important to the Nivacle and Guarani. This, despite the fact that their lives have been comprehensively transformed by colonization and sedentarization over the last one or two generations.
Diese Künstlerinnen und Künstler zeichnen und malen aus der Erinnerung.
These artists draw and paint from memory. Because many of them have become sedentary, lost their original attachment to the forest, or simply because the forest has disappeared.
Die Zeichnungen erinnern an die Lebensgemeinschaft des Waldes, die durch vielfältige Praktiken.
The drawings are a reminder of a living forest community, joined by multiple practices of give and take. As people see themselves as part of this living union, their relationships, communication and interaction with other beings, both human and non-human, play a central role.
Sie zeugen von der tiefen Verbundenheit der indigenen Gemeinschaft.
They testify to the deep connection of indigenous communities with the forest, with the animals, with the trees.
Der Überlieferung der Mythen zufolge waren viele
According to traditional mythology, many animals and some trees were originally human beings. That is exactly the opposite to our cosmology, where humans are descended from animals.
Eine gemeinsame
A common world that is depicted here.
In den grafischen Darstellungen ist auch keine
In the graphic representations, there is also no clear separation between external nature and human culture, as in Western thought. Rather, all existing beings seem to form a unity, to inhabit the world together, and to maintain close ties with each other.
Und die Zeichnungen und Bilder sind
The drawings and paintings bear witness to the fact that humans and forests in the Gran Chaco are closely connected, in lived community, as well as in destruction.
In gesellschaftlicher Hinsicht ereilt den Wald gegenwärtig ein ähnliches Schicksal.
In social terms, the forest is currently suffering a fate similar to that of its original inhabitants in the 19th and 20th centuries. The massacres and extermination campaigns are now being followed by ecocide. Not only because of the historical analogy, but also because of the close connection that the Nivacle and other peoples maintain with the forest and the beings that inhabit it, it is evident that deforestation is a disturbing and painful process for them.
Und was haben sie nun gemeinsam, die Malereien von Anita Guidi und die Zeichnungen
So what do they have in common? The paintings of Anita Guidi and the drawings and paintings created by the artists from the Gran Chaco. They create a consciousness, an awareness, perhaps even a sensitivity for a subject that concerns us all. Because the destruction of the Amazon, as well as of the forests of the Gran Chaco, means the irrevocable destruction of biodiversity, of ecological wealth. Moreover, the destruction of these forests also means that the lungs of an entire ecosphere, that is, our common ecosphere, no longer function.
Ja, ich denke, die öffentliche, das Zeigen, das öffentliche Zeigen oder Ausstellen
der Bilder. Yes, I think the public display or exhibition of the images is certainly a contribution to start a discussion about these historical facts and the prevailing inequality and injustice.
Unsere 2018 im Museo
Our 2018 exhibition at the Museo del Barro in Asunción, which explicitly addressed deforestation, generated great interest, was very well attended and also had a broad resonance in the media.
Ursula Regeer, Kuratorin am Museum der Kulturen in Basel, und ihr
Ursula Regeer, curator at the Museum der Kulturen in Basel. Her colleague Alexander Brust adds,
das sehe ich auch in sozusagen das große Verdienst sowohl der Arbeiten von
I agree. The great merit of both Anita Guidi and Armin Kaspar's works, which they also showed in Switzerland, is that they also brought objects with them. Objects both of the Ducano on the Rio Negro and of the Carpor. They used them again and again to draw attention to these situations and to sensitize people to the conditions there.
Und Ausstellungen können auch dazu dienen.
And exhibitions also offer an opportunity to read history differently, to read it anew.
Die Sammlung Armin Kaspar wurde
The Armin Kaspar collection was exhibited together with the paintings of Anita Guidi after her death in 1991. In the Ethnological Museum of the University of Zurich in 1992, and the exhibition was again shown in the context of a change of perspective. People have been talking about the discovery of America for a long time, and 1992 was the 500th anniversary of the discovery of America by Christopher Columbus. But other perspectives were then added. In the exhibition, they no longer spoke of 500 years of discovery by indigenous people, but actually of 500 years of resistance.
Im Wald, eine Kulturgeschichte. In dieser Episode ging es Kunst aus dem
In the Forest, a Cultural History. This episode was about art from the Amazon and from the Gran Chaco, and what art can do, but also its limitations. With Alexander Brust and Ursula Regeer, both curators at the Museum der Kulturen Basel, and with the voices of Christoph Keller, Leslie Löw, and Sam Ammann. This podcast is available in and beyond the exhibition on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and wherever good podcasts are obtainable, as well as on the website of the Swiss National Museum. The podcast, In the Forest, a Cultural History, is a production of Podcast Lab, www.podcastlab.ch.